is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line as we launch here into the third hour of the program. 1-855-450-3733. We did have a lady on the line, and she unfortunately had dropped off of the phones here. But if there was some sort of phone problem, you're always welcome to call back. Although there's kind of a new rule on that. We had a couple calls earlier tonight where the caller was not there when we picked up the line. And, you know, normally we'll put the call back on hold and they'll have the board operator check the call, make sure the person's there. Maybe they're in a bad cell or something like that. We'll always take somebody a second time after, you know, the first call fails.
Try to.
It's not a problem. If you can get back through, if your phone drops off and you can't get back through, well, then that's not our fault. But if you can get through, we'll definitely take you again. But the callers in these cases, actually weren't there the second time we tried. Even after they'd been verified, they were there when
one of them just had a bad cell both times.
Whatever the problem was, I don't know. But
I just don't want to make it clear. It's not that he wasn't there. He just had a bad cell both times.
Right. But, you know, if those people called in a third time, and I told the board operator, look, you know, we just can't keep taking somebody that's got a bad connection over and over again. So we'll give you that second try, but otherwise, maybe call the next night, get on a better phone at that time. We're happy to take your calls, but obviously we just can't keep spending time going from call to call if it's the same bad situation every time. So I hope that makes sense. So Leela, I think her name was. If you'd like, you're certainly welcome to call back if you had a problem. 855-450-FREE. As we continue here, you can bring up anything. If we get a chance, the Postal Service having trouble. We'll give you details. Big time trouble. We'll give you details on that here in a little
bit. Disastrous idea in the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's socialism ensconced in the Constitution.
Chris is on the line, however, listening in Huntsville to WBHP. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, Ian and Mark, how you guys doing?
Hi, Chris. Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I'm just wanting to chime in about the Colorado shooting.
Yes, sir.
Somebody, your caller before last made the point. He was kind of getting a little conspiratorial with it, but he mentioned wondering how the suspect could afford to buy all the supplies.
Yeah, and I think that's an interesting question. If the person is an impoverished college student, where do they get the money for, you know, thousands of dollars in guns and body armor?
Here's my take on that. Student loans, as far as I know, as long as you are still enrolled in school, which I believe he is a grad student right now, you can put those loans on deferment to where he would not have to make a payment or would make a very small payment monthly.
Usually student loans don't have to be collected until after graduation. Like corrections
correct.
Does not begin until after that.
Correct. And also, I just feel like that has a lot of holes in it. That being one reason. On top of that, we have no idea what kind of job he holds, although we do know he has a job. He could be making tons of money and still go to school. I do pretty well doing that myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's certainly a possibility.
Yeah, you can get with the student loans, you can basically get interest-free loans for the duration of the time you're at school. If you have plenty of money,
so
you can pay that off.
The loans to buy the weapons, is what you're saying.
Exactly. But also, I just think it's kind of ridiculous to turn this into another conspiracy theory because
it seems way too soon.
One after the other.
It seems way too soon.
But that's how they always do it. The conspiracy theorists have a theory out the day of the incident. There's always they're Johnny on the spot with this stuff.
And it's insane. I mean, and the details are interesting. I love reading them. I mean, they're a great read, but you just can't take it too seriously. And I think a lot of people out there, I think it takes away from the victims who were injured and shot, the ones who were killed, when you try to turn this into some big government conspiracy, when in fact, maybe it was just 50 to 70 people that really got a screwed up traumatic event in their life. And I don't know. I just think the people who go far on the side of conspiracy theories just take it too far. And this is a really sad, you know, terrible event. And I don't think we should take it in that direction.
I tend to agree, but I don't think I agree for the same reasons. I think that people that come up with conspiracy theories tend to marry those ideas very quickly so that then they're not going to be moved by facts in the future. But, you know, when it comes to the nation being in mourning over a tragedy, I don't know if that makes any sense either. This really didn't affect you. So what difference does it make how you feel today. I mean, you have to have a certain level of somberness when you discuss it. I mean, you know, what was the comedian that got fired from Geico for making jokes too much about
Gilbert Godfrey.
Gilbert Godfrey for making jokes too soon. I don't think that there's, you know, I mean, somebody's got to make the first Aurora, Colorado shooter joke, and it's not going to be Mark Edge on Free Talk Live, I can tell you that.
The Onion already has a piece up.
You think so?
Oh, wow.
No, I know so.
Oh, God.
God. Well, one more comment, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
Concerning this story. Does anybody know what the deal is with the police office in Aurora not releasing the mugshots and actually saying that they are not going to release the mugshots?
I didn't know. This is the thing about the facts is they come in dribs and drabs and different people hear different stuff. I don't know, A, what you said is true, you know,
so,
and B, that I didn't hear it.
Wait a minute. So, I mean, the picture of this guy with a silly grin on his face is not a
picture. That is not a mugshot.
That's his picture from the adult friend
no,
finder.
No, it's not that one.
Oh, no?
It's not that one.
I heard that came from an old student ID. That's what I was
okay.
told.
Okay, that makes
but
sense.
But his hair was red?
Right, because his hair is not red in this one, so it can't be the,
okay,
mug,
that
can't
one.
Be the mugshot. All right.
So I don't know what the deal is with the mugshot. I don't know. That just seems kind of sketchy. I don't get that, but that's all I have to say
sketchy.
Tonight, guys.
Chris, thanks for sharing that. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, one of our callers earlier regarding the conspiracy theories that we've heard a couple of them tonight, one of our callers earlier said that it's always interesting to look at the initial reports that come out.
Yeah.
But and that's, you know, that could be true, but on the other hand, the initial reports are also more likely to be inaccurate.
The fog of war.
Right. You know, these there's a great Onion skit, theonion.com, brilliant satire. They do video. They do newsprint. There's an Onion skit. They have this reporter who is ridiculous. I mean, he'll go out and do things. I think his name's Brady O'Shaw or something like that. And, like, there's one report where he goes out and puts dogs out of their misery after a flood and just going around shooting dogs because someone's got to do it, so Brady O'Shaw is going to be the man to do it. And then there's another one where he heard on a scanner that there was some gunshots at a mall, and him and his cameraman roll up on the scene, and they have no idea what's going on. But yet they're reporting on it, you know, just trying to get the scoop on live television, and it's just absolutely ridiculous, you know, the misinformation that this guy is passing along just because he's trying to be the man on the scene at first with something to report. So when you listen to those initial reports, you got to take them with a grain of salt as well. So yeah, while they could contain information that is very useful that otherwise might get covered over in maybe a more government-approved kind of scripted version of things, on the other hand, there's wild misinformation that can be put into these initial reports.
Right. I've got no problem with asking questions about you know, whatever's coming out on the news. I really don't have any problem. Believe me, I don't believe what we're told on the news. But to some extent, it just doesn't make any sense to run around trying to develop the conspiracy theory. I mean, you can talk about it. I suppose that it can cause some people to doubt if they doubt one government story, maybe they doubt them all. And
well,
frankly, it looks to me like all of the news agencies are government news agencies. I mean, it just doesn't seem to be much. If you
except
want
RT,
well,
and
RT,
they're run by the government.
You need the foreign press to tell us, you know, some stories from the
government run
from.
Foreign press is more
BBC,
honest than the
Al Jazeera.
Voice. Yeah, is Al Jazeera government run?
It is government run, but government of Qatar.
Okay,
I mean,
interesting.
Most people can't put it on a map.
855, I can't. 855-450-3733.
It's right next to Saudi Arabia.
All right, so does that mean I'm not pedantic if I can't put Qatar on a map?
No, it just means you're an uneducated rube.
Let's continue here and talk to John. You can bring up anything you want. John's listening in northern Minnesota to WNMT. John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, this is John in northern Minnesota.
Yes, sir.
And Michelle Bachman made some kind of a statement. I heard just a little bit about it, but she made something about Muslims. Do you know what the statement was that she made? Or
I don't know. We'll try to figure that out.
I got that in my show prep, actually. Right. I want to make sure that I say it right.
Well, we'll check on that. And, John, thanks for the call. We'll look into it here in a moment. 855-453. I'm sure it was something hateful.
Are you crazy?
Something bigoted? Something crazy? I'm just going out on a limb here. 855-450-3733. Mark, could you dig that up for us?
Yeah, I've got to hear my show.
All right,
pull it up.
It's Free Talk Live. You take control live Saturday edition.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563. 1-800-525-2563.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that awaits you there. Now, it's once again freetalklive.com. Lots of stuff, including the mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone who want to get quick access to our live streams, and the software necessary to listen to them, you can find it all over at m.freetalklive.com. M as in mobile, www.freetalklive.com. Hey, if you're frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live, like I was when I lived in Florida, and are tired of the state always intruding into your personal and business life, well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-minded people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you want to join them? I know that I did, and you can as well. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about the Free State Project. That's freestateproject.org. Now, we're going to get back to the calls here, but a gentleman right before the break had asked us a question. Had we heard about what Michelle Bachmann said? And I don't pay any attention to these politicians. I had no idea, nor do I really care what she said. But, Mark, you said that you heard something about this, and you did a little digging.
Yeah, there's – well, I had this in show prep. I had to pull it up here. There's Hitler, the two statements, I guess, were made. One was against Representative Keith Ellison, who's a Democrat from Minnesota. So we know he's evil. has a long record of being associated with the Council on American Islamic Relations and the Muslim Brotherhood. Apparently, she presented no evidence to back this statement up, and essentially, here in today's American culture, talking about somebody being a part of the Muslim Brotherhood is essentially calling them a terrorist.
It's ridiculous. I mean, the Muslim Brotherhood is, according to Wikipedia, the Arab world's most influential and one of the largest Islamic movements. So that would be like saying, well, because some Christians have killed some people at some point in time, that therefore anybody who hangs out with Christians or is a Christian is a terrorist. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Or, you know, whatever. Because somebody who might have been a member of the Knights of Columbus, that's a Christian organization, mm-hmm. It's getting a little more narrow because the Muslim Brotherhood doesn't represent all Muslims.
All Muslims, right.
So, you know, somebody who at one point was a member of the Knights of Columbus, committed a crime, so therefore all Knights of Columbi are, terrorists.
So
it's a ludicrous statement.
She's slandering this guy.
I mean, you would need to... You need to parse this statement in order to say that. I mean, I don't know what relations he has with the Council on American Islamic Relations, and then there, what relations the Council on American Islamic Relations has with the Muslim Brotherhood as a result, so it's difficult to say. She also went after Hillary Clinton.
Hold on the Hillary thing. Just more interesting information here about the Brotherhood. Its stated goal is to instill the Quran and Sunnah as the sole reference point for ordering the life of the Muslim family, individual community, and state. The movement officially opposes violent means to achieve its goals. So, again, ridiculous. Go ahead.
Anyway, they went after Bachmann went after Huma Abedin, which is...
Oh, she's trouble.
Right, you can just tell by the name. I can tell when I hear it. This is Anthony Weiner's wife, who is an aide to Hillary Clinton. And, of course, they're a State Department employee. And, of course, that makes her a lesbian by association, by if you're in some particular group. I don't know. So, I mean, there's a lot of... It's just what it's been said, and I think that this, and it's slanderous and just conjecture too, is that Michelle Bachmann's looking to do some fundraising, and so she has to play to her base.
855-450-FREE. The Muslim Brotherhood started as a religious social organization, preaching Islam, teaching the illiterate, setting up hospitals, and even launching commercial enterprises. As it continued to rise in influence, starting in 1936, it began to oppose British rule in Egypt. And many Egyptian nationalists accused the Muslim Brotherhood of violent killings during this period. But once again, they have an official policy against violence to achieve its goals. And generally,
I don't see how anybody can who can advocate for political power isn't advocating violence. Frankly,
violence.
I mean, if you're proposing to take over an organization of a political organization, you're proposing to take over from people who killed people to get into power.
You're correct. I mean, there's a huge disconnect that people have, though. I mean, obviously, folks going in and casting a ballot in this country don't believe that they're engaging in a violent organization, but the government is inherently violent.
Right. I mean, this government here in the United States got its power by killing Englishmen and people that believe that they had the power given to them by God. They killed those folks. Let's not forget the Indians and the eradication there. Imagine how you might feel as a Native American about the authenticity of the United States government.
The movement has actually been criticized by Al-Qaeda for its support for democratic elections rather than armed jihad. Obviously, if you're taking over the government, there's some level of you're involved in a violent organization there, yes. However, to specifically,
they are going by what the sort of the average individual would call the legitimate means, which is through politics
exactly.
Right now.
And we know that politics is, at its core, a violent
threat against
thing.
Well, I don't think
which
politics
means that
is...
Michelle Bachmann is as violent as any member of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Most politics has, at its heart, threats against your neighbor, because the proposal is to prevent you know, free people from doing this thing or that thing, or take their money to do this thing or that thing, because that's what generally politicians do. However, I think that a person can participate in the political process and still not advocate violence.
I'm just sick and tired of this viewpoint that seems common in America, that Muslims are bad and they're dangerous and they're terrorists and they're killers, and nothing could be further from the truth.
You read the Quran recently, right?
I did. I was in jail when I read the Quran.
Got all kinds of time.
Yep, did some studying outside of the Quran as well. Read some kind of companion pieces that was from, I think, one of the major Muslim.
And you didn't see any part of the Quran that said, kill them infidels?
No, what I did see was that certainly supported self-defense. But interestingly, the Quran actually vehemently opposes the continuing of violence. So meaning that if you have an enemy, if they're attacking you, you have the right, according to the Quran, to defend yourself. But once the enemy withdraws, you may not chase them down and, you know, shoot them in the back. That it's over. Once the enemy withdraws, that you also must withdraw.
And I imagine some Muslims throughout history have failed to abide by that particular edict of the Quran.
Oh, sure. But just like Christians have failed to abide by their edicts.
The Christians, the Bible is really difficult to understand. Jesus said, I didn't come to bring peace, I came to bring a sword. At the same
time,
he said, you know, if somebody takes your cloak, give them your shirt too.
Yeah.
And now, I assume,
turn the other cheek.
Who knows what Jesus said? At least Muhammad wrote stuff down. Jesus didn't write down one single word. But remember, if I choose not to believe the Bible, I go to hell. So Jesus didn't write anything down. So you've got
Wait a minute. Did Muhammad write stuff down? I think it was all verbal.
Now, it's my understanding you wrote it all down, but...
I'll have to check on that one again.
Okay.
Because I know that if he wrote it all down, most of the other people that he told it to did not, because they were, you know, unable to read and write, but they did memorize the entire Quran, which was one of the more amazing things.
And most of it's just sort of repeating itself, right?
There's a lot of repetition, but it's an incredibly long book. It's insanely difficult to memorize the first...
Compared to the Bible?
Not quite as long as the Bible, but pretty long. 855-450-FREE. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves. I just am sick of it because, you know, Muslims, most of them are very peace-oriented, and at least the ones that I've met, the ones we've talked to, very peace-oriented. And sure, in any religious group of a large size, and Muslim is a very large-sized religion, in any religious group, there are obviously going to be extremists. There are extremists in the Christian movement as well. Plenty of Christians believe in violence, even though their, you know, Savior
as evidenced by chaplains in the army.
Right, even though their Savior taught against it. 855-453, you can bring up what you want. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at webex.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and here with you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
All right, so we'll continue taking your phone calls, and don't forget you can visit us over at freetalklive.com. We got a webcam there. You can watch, listen, and interact because the chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to see that and do that. It's all free. That's cam.freetalklive.com. We're going to go right into your phone calls here. Michael is on the line in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Hey, I called about 2 days ago talking about the Select Services deal and how I'm going into college for music. And I took your guys' advice, and I talked to one of my friends who actually interned at a record or recording studio around here. And,
yeah, you had wanted to, just to bring our listeners up to speed who may not have been tuned in for that, you were looking at college. College is really expensive, so we suggested, well, maybe check out what other people have done, because you talked about wanting to be a studio musician. And right. So we suggested getting in touch with, Mark, you said 10. I said, you know, go and do an internship or whatever, but get in touch with as many studio musicians as you can and ask them what their experience was. Did they need to go to college or not? So what happened?
Okay, so, well, I don't have many friends that I know in that industry, but I have one that actually has gone through that, and he interned at a recording studio, and basically he told me college doesn't matter as much as it does connections, and you can get connections from almost anywhere from actually going to college, because at the college I want to go to, they have, like, a jazz band and all that stuff, and you never know, like, the teacher, the professor, he may know someone, or...
Or one of the students, later on, one of the students could get famous. Well, you know, these are one of the
That is one of the pitches about college, is that, oh, you'll make connections that'll last a lifetime. And I don't doubt that that's true. But the question is, are those connections worth the thousands of tens of thousands of dollars that it will cost you? Or
you can make connections at a recording studio at the same way.
Can you make connections that are as valuable
while getting paid?
Right. Well, or at least getting experience at a recording studio as an intern. Which to me, you know, I didn't need to go to college to go to get a job in radio. I had to, you know, I was an intern.
You had a job in radio when you were going to college.
Yeah, that's true. So I still would recommend that as an option. I mean, he said that it was all about the connections. So you should try to start making connections. How long do you have before you'll start college?
I think I have like a month. I think it starts like the second or third week of August.
Oh, so you've already applied. You've already been accepted.
Oh, yeah.
You're ready to roll. I gotcha.
Pretty much.
Well,
but he just said, like, it's good to have connections, whether it's in, you know, going to shows and seeing bands and then, you know, talking to the people in those bands, becoming good friends, or if it's at college, it can apply anywhere. But he says that, like, it's really good to have an education in music theory and be a well-rounded musician and really know how to play piano. And that's actually what I'm going for. I'm doing recording arts, and I'm part of the music majors to learn how to compose on piano, so I have to go do that too.
Well, maybe go, maybe if you can. I mean, obviously, there's a lot to put on your plate, but do both. I mean, go, you know, start your college thing like you're planning on doing, but at the same time, you know, try to get an internship at a local music studio or a recording studio and see which direction that takes you. And then, you know, assess yourself after the first semester and really look at which has, you know, been the most valuable for you and what you can afford to do.
Colleges are businesses, and they sell training. And that's, you know, that's, and they'll be happy to train you in something that you're, that is completely useless to you. Absolutely, they'll do that. And now I'm not saying that, you know, it's not a good idea to go get an education. Specifically, I would say in areas like, well, if you want to be a college professor, or you want to be a lawyer, or you want to be a doctor, or you want to be, certain careers require education. But I would look really strongly, if I was going into a career that did not require a particular education, at whether or not I was going to get an education. Because, I mean, is the best way to learn piano to go and get a class on piano? I mean, you probably can learn piano by taking lessons without having to pay all the money that goes into college. Remember, when you get out of college, you're going to have a gigantic debt hanging over you.
Michael, good luck. Thanks for the call tonight. Keep us in the loop, and I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue. 855-450-FREE. Jeff, listening in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey,
great. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'd like to talk about the shooting in Colorado.
Sure.
Especially relating it back to 2007, the Virginia Tech shooting.
Yeah.
Now that, as you guys know, did not happen in an election year. So I'd like to think maybe what the implications are going to be this year, since it's so close to an election. And who's going to spin it first? And which party is going to spin it first? And more so, you know, how terrible it will be that they're going to use it as political leverage. But
yeah.
Who do you think it's going to help in the long run?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I mean, Evan, do you have an idea?
Well,
I just be coming up with something off the top of my head.
As gun control has been, you know, becoming less and less evident, you know, since 2004, since the assault ban, the ban on assault rifles was lifted, obviously, I guess, more in favor of conservatives or Republicans or people who are against gun control. But, you know, with the zombies that follow Obama today and, you know, the Democratic Party especially, you know, they could pick up a lot of steam with this. I think they could use this as leverage. But, you know, I don't know.
It's so rare that that I hear politicians say anti-gun stuff. I mean, Obama really could be stepping in the big old cow pie, as it were, if he comes out anti-gun, because that's the thing that everybody's saying about him. I've never heard him say one anti-gun thing out of his mouth.
Over the last few years, there have been people calling this show, and certainly online, they've been saying Obama's going to take our guns, but there's never really been any evidence.
He was just
that.
Waiting for this opportunity.
Well, I would agree that he has not been involved in advocating guns at all. He also stepped out of gay marriage for pretty much his entire political career, and then one day he woke up and said, oh, well, you know, I'm in favor of gay marriage. So
During the campaign, he woke up and said that, yeah. That's true.
Yeah, and this could be the same, a very similar event, you know.
Well,
but
I think
the real question, I think, is it going to help voters? Is he going to actually gain any political advantage from this?
I haven't the slightest
I don't think
clue.
Obama is. I mean, I don't see how he could unless he came out for more gun freedom. I think that the United States is on a gun freedom jag. I think the pendulum tends to swing in politics, and that if you come out anti-gun, especially at the highest, I mean, all he's doing, if he comes out anti-gun, is giving every one of the radio talk show pundits out there something to actually differentiate him from Mitt Romney. I mean, you know, at this point, they're just scratching and clawing trying to find some difference.
Well, right. If Obama comes out anti-gun, what will Romney do? Will he also come out with a moderated
former governor
message?
Of one of the most anti-gun states in the union?
Yeah. Jeff, thanks for the call and the thoughts, man. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. Let's continue here and go to Matt, listening in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I'm in the air, right?
You are, sir.
Sir, I have a question for you, Ian, and you, Mark.
Okay.
Are you guys anti-gun?
No. Anti-gun? No.
So what do you guys think that we should have done to protect that place?
I don't think if the door wasn't locked on the movie theater, that was a security breach by the movie theater.
The allegations are someone opened the door for this.
Then
guy.
I don't think that there's anything. That's an allegation, and if that's the case, I don't think there's anything one can do.
You guys cut me off, right?
Oh, God. No, you're right here.
You asked this question, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, he kicked the door in. He wears, like, and somebody said, like, oh, nobody can get a gas mask. I have, like, 8 gas masks.
No, I don't know if anyone said that.
The movie
theater? Okay, I shouldn't say that, but...
No, I said I don't know if anyone said that on this show. Gas masks are pretty easy to get.
Yeah, somebody said that, and they said, you know, he didn't have this gas mask. He didn't. I really didn't want to talk about that, though.
Okay.
Because I would like to talk about kids. I mean, shouldn't our kids just be allowed to play soccer?
Is there a problem? Like, are there people not playing soccer or somehow being prohibited from playing soccer?
Poor kids.
Do you have action? Do you have access to firearms?
They should just be able to play soccer.
They should. Thanks for the call.
I hope that guy doesn't have access to firearms.
855-453. I don't know what's going on his local soccer field. 1-855-450-3733. You can take control.
Sad cranker.
Of the airwaves. I think he's the same. We had a really bad crank call on Friday night, and that might have been the same guy. At least he didn't drop the S-bomb this time. 855-453. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web.
Going on now. Save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our three-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all one-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here in the remaining moments of the program, if you're already on the line, that is. If not, if you did not get in tonight, well, that's all right. We do this thing 7 nights per week live. You can join Mark and Stephanie for the Sunday edition tomorrow night, same time, same place, unless it's not on in the same place. Because there's a chance your local radio station doesn't carry all 7 nights a week of Free Talk Live. If that's the case, go ahead and call up the program director and thank him or her for airing whatever amount of Free Talk Live they do air, and then ask them real nicely to take some more of the show. We do this thing, as I said, 7 nights a week, 21 hours per week, and so your station can take as many of those as they would like. And if you don't get any Free Talk Live on your local stations, maybe you're listening online, then you can call them and ask them real nicely to take some Free Talk Live. It's always nice to hear, as a program director, to hear positive comments from what people want rather than what they don't like about a radio station. So keep that in mind. 855-450-FREE is the number here, and we'll continue with your call. Cindy is on the line in Miami Beach. Cindy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hi, Eric. Mark. Yeah, I was calling saying this is a property rights issue. I think the last callers discussed that with you.
What is the property rights issue?
Well, property rights or libertarian issue. In other words, the theater. The theater itself is responsible for order. Because obviously if you come in with a gun and everything is dark, someone can't just pull out a gun and defend themselves because it's dark. And then everyone's going to be shooting in that case. So the place has to be disarmed and kept disarmed. And the theater, I think, can be sued. It's a property rights issue. They have their property.
How can they be sued? I mean, based on what?
Based on the idea that you go in a movie theater and you have a regular expectation of your safety.
There's no guarantee of safety. I mean, the theaters don't provide security. I mean, there's nobody walking into a movie theater thinks that there's guards around.
And if the door was opened by somebody in the theater who knew this guy,
that's the allegation.
That's the allegation, and it's very. And I said if, and it'd be very interesting to find out if that's the case. If that's the case, then it's a government regulation that requires a break bar on the door that that they not lock on the way out. I think it's a fine regulation. I don't think it should be done away with in a more free market world. But at that point, it's the government's regulation that created barricaded a door that could be opened from the inside.
Well, it's a good idea to have. I don't know if it's a government regulation that there has to be an exit door at the front of a theater. It's just a good idea because you want to have people be able to get out more than one way.
Emergency exits have to have a break bar on them.
Okay, but the point is, it's an emergency exit, which means that people are going to be able to open that door. I mean, that's the idea, whether it's a brake bar or a little push
lever. I'm sure that there are government regulations on that, because there's no way that the theaters wouldn't have doors on them if that was the case. I mean, why would you want that?
Because as soon as a fire happens in a theater, the insurance company is going to require the theater to have emergency exits.
People cheating tickets are a lot more common than fires.
Really?
Is this the limb you want to go out on? You don't know
you
if
don't
it's a government
think,
regulation
are you
that they have a
me?
Fire exit in a
are
theater?
Are you kidding me? You don't think that would come along through insurance companies? Are you insane? You want to trap people in a theater during a fire? You are out of your mind.
I think it's a fire. I think it's a federal regulation or a state regulation.
I don't care if it is, Mark. I'm telling you, in the absence of that regulation, there would be the market impetus to come up with something like
that. I didn't say that, dum-dum.
You didn't say that.
I did say that. Go on, caller.
I think Ian said it. But anyway, I think in the same way the market, after this, in a free market, would come up with the idea that the only way to ensure safety and not jobs like this coming in and shooting is the movie theater to be responsible for disarming. There's no other solution. But anyway, for this...
But how do you stop the guy?
Maybe the theater did disarm everybody.
But what do you want to have? Do you want to have a shakedown at the ticket window?
It's ugly. I mean, it's ugly. People haven't.
I don't know about you, man,
around.
But ticket prices are high enough. I don't want to pay for a security squad to be roaming through the theater. That's going to increase the cost of going to the movie theater. It's already $10 a head to go and see a movie these days. You want to pay 20? 15?
Well, then the market will put them out of business, I guess, if they're going to come
there
and get shut
up. Let the market decide, right? If theaters think it's the market's desire that they have security hanging around all day long, then let them increase their costs and see how they do compared to the cheapy chain that's just letting people in with their own weapons. I don't know. Like I said, there wasn't a real good answer to this. And, Cindy, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I'm sorry, Mark. Maybe I misunderstood what you
were
saying.
I said that I didn't think that it was a bad idea that there was a regulation.
But you made it sound like the market wouldn't have come up with something like that.
It sound like that?
That's what it sounded like to me.
I would never build a theater without two exits.
Thank goodness. All right, let's continue and talk to, I believe,
just
we
like
have
to fight.
Jay in Albuquerque listening to XM's Extreme Talk. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Hey, my
name is Jay. I did 10 years in the Army. I called yesterday. I wanted to talk about this Muslim Brotherhood, but they were talking about gun rights. I carry everywhere I go, and I think it is wrong that good people that carry weapons, such as myself, have to be shaken down. This is a Second Amendment right. You people are out of your mind if you're going to try to take my gun away from me. But if a business in itself wants to ban weapons in their premises, then they have all their right to do that. But
they sure do.
It's, you know.
Would you go to a movie theater if you knew there was a no weapons policy?
No.
Yeah, I think that's what really comes down to it. I've never seen a movie theater that has a no weapons policy. I don't know why this one in particular did, but it's interesting that it's the one that got hit.
The Muslim Brotherhood, being 10 years in the Army, serving in Iraq, deployed twice to Iraq. Islam, they're Arabs, Muslims, they all just want to live. We always need a boogeyman in this country to go after. You know,
yeah.
All the time. It's a permanent state of war. It really
You're
is.
Absolutely right. These are human beings. They have feelings. They have families. And they just want to get on with their lives. Most of them do as well. You're absolutely right. Thank you, Jay, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Bill, listening in Biloxi. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, yeah. I got a question of a comment and a question. The question is, how did they stop the guy from when he was shooting? How did they stop him?
I guess he just stopped on his own and left.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that on the news.
Yeah, he came in.
At this point, the news is just guessing, just like everybody.
Well, he came in, shot the place up, and was caught in the parking lot by some car. I don't know if it was his car or where he was, but he was
showed a white car on the news.
Yeah, he was out in the parking lot. So clearly, he went in, shot it up, and walked out. Because Mark, you said the cops had responded in a relatively fast manner.
They were there in a minute and a half out of the parking lot.
Yeah, he had enough time to blast away and unload probably all the clips. Whether he had the time to reload in the theater or not is another question, because he did have at least three weapons with him. So he may just have blasted out all of the clips that he had,
all the ammo he could carry,
and then walked right out, or ran. Who knows? Well, maybe we'll know more if there's video footage from surveillance cameras. We've yet to hear about anything like that. Bill, any other thoughts?
Yeah, my comment is this. I'm mad about the TV station talking about prosecuting him already, because he's guilty. Why this big discussion about the prosecution of it? You know he's guilty. You know, it really upsets me.
Well, do we know he's guilty? I mean, the suggestion from a caller earlier was that maybe it wasn't even him that was doing the shooting. I mean, there's no real guarantee that it was him that was at the front of the theater, right? Like, that's what everybody thinks. That's what we're being told. But did anybody in
the theater live in a country where we don't give trials to people that look like they're guilty?
That's true.
There you go. Thanks, Bill, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you.
My last comment is this, real quick. I just want to say the other guy, I'm getting ready to go into a casino right now, and there's no metal detectors, nothing like that here. I mean, where you put metal detectors in grocery stores or anything else, this is crazy talk to me.
Thank you, Bill, for the call tonight. Night. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Ruben. Ruben in Kalamazoo, Michigan, listening to WKCO. Hey, Ruben.
Hey, I just wanted to make the comment that, I don't think this guy... that he really is crazy. I think it's obvious from the reports that we've heard so far that he planned this out so well that I think this is all still part of his plan. That
to act crazy?
He's acting crazy. Yeah, that he knows what he was doing, that a defense of insanity, I think he's pretending.
Well, I'd ask you this. Do you think that being incarcerated in a mental asylum for the rest of his life is something that a sane person would want to do?
Well, I'm thinking that this guy has obviously some kind of personal problem, and like a coward, he took it out on innocent people, and that he just didn't care anymore. But that he doesn't want to die, and he's a coward. He had all this body armor. And then instead of face, one of you said he didn't face the cops. So he
interesting
just
theory. Decided. Yeah, maybe by being crazy, he'll avoid the death penalty or something like that. I don't know. Maybe we'll know more if they ever get to interview this guy.
I'd be against the death penalty for it if he claimed complete guilt in it.
Ruben, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. More tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic
organic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.